Hello everyone and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
Here we are with Liliana Mata.
Hola.
JP Villanueva.
Hi everyone.
And myself, Leonardo Guerrero. So how are you, Lily?
I'm good.
Where were you?
I was in España, in Barcelona.
How was that? Sagrada Amazing. Familia and everything.
I loved it. I mean, I've been there before, but it was beautiful.
How long were you gone?
For like a week.
A week?
Did
and what was the
me?
Occasion? Every day, it was nothing but tears in the office.
Yeah, well, you better.
What was the occasion?
I went to a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Was it your wedding?
No.
Oh.
It was a friend of mine.
Okay.
And it was really
Are
nice.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Was it my wedding?
Maybe.
Oh.
Anywho, we have news about Latin America again.
Okay, ¿qué pasa en Latinoamérica?
¿Qué pasa en Latinoamérica? This week is about Cuba.
Okay.
Cuba.
As you know, Fidel Castro is not in power anymore. I mean, he's there, but he's sick and he's not really working on it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But his little brother is Raúl Castro.
But I love how he says his little brother. He's 77 years old. I mean, he's not
his
young.
His little old brother.
Well, yeah, I mean, Castro's 82 right now, but still, he's 77. Come on.
So it's been about 1 year since Raúl Castro, the little old brother, taking care of the business there. But the people under him, they were all the same, you know, like the same functionaries of Fidel Castro.
All the government officials.
Yeah, los dinosaurios, as we call them.
The dinosaurs.
So everything was the same, you know, same government and everything. But now he did like big changes. He changed a lot of the old people, a lot of the people who was involved in the revolution back in the time.
Raúl did.
Yeah. So it's getting interesting, like, what's going to happen now?
You know, a lot of these people, they were ministers and people that were there for like long time. In fact, also, they even changed the guy that was very near to Castro for years. So they're being replaced.
It's not just downsizing?
No. No. I don't know how these officials are going to influence, but at least just a change, whatever is good. I mean, we hope they don't get, you know, what we say, pan con lo mismo.
We hope it's not the same old stuff. Same old.
Yes, that's
so,
right.
Also, we don't know what's going to happen because United States just changed president.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are changing their system too. So maybe, we didn't say it's going to happen, but the relations might get a little bit better.
I hope so. I'm planning a trip to Cuba.
How are you going to fly there? From Canada?
Well, hopefully I could just fly there from Seattle. By then.
Well, no, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Because usually people, like all Americans, yeah, they go through Mexico.
Yeah,
usually.
I could go through Mexico.
Or Canada. All right, so let's talk about the lessons of this week. We had very interesting lessons.
You say that every time, Leo.
Yes, you do.
Because we always do.
Okay.
So we had I am stuck.
That was the elementary lesson. It was all about high heels.
We also had I cannot find it.
Cannot find it. Now that was the newbie lesson.
Yeah,
that was a free newbie lesson.
Free.
Mm-hmm.
Are we there yet?
That was the intermediate lesson.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
You know that always happens. You know, you sometimes want to express that you're very anxious to arrive. So mm-hmm. You need to ask, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Pues ya estamos.
You're that kind of person, aren't you?
No, that's you, Liliana.
Well, yeah, me I am. Impatient. People, they lie to me. They're like, oh yeah, it's right here. Just like 2 blocks. 2 blocks? I count 2 blocks and it's not in 2 blocks.
I would never lie to you, Lily.
You always do.
I never lie to you.
Yeah. At the end, we always take a cab.
And finally, we had fresh paint.
Fresh paint. That was the upper intermediate lesson.
You don't want to sit in a park bench with fresh paint.
No, you don't. You're going to have to throw that coat away, Leo.
And this coming week, we have also new lessons.
Excellent. So the newbie lesson on Monday is good picture.
Yeah, that's a newbie free lesson for everybody. So come and check it out for free.
And in fact, we made that because someone asked for some terms for photography, so...
Okay.
We did very simple terms.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, the rest of the lessons that are coming out next week are at different levels. So they're not free, but they are free to try. If you go to SpanishPod.com, you can check out the 7-day free trial.
Yeah, you just have to subscribe. You know, you put your name, your email, and that's it.
Yeah, it takes like not even a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's coming up?
It's coming F1.
F1. Esty's trying to take me to an F1 F1 race. Is
are
that
you going?
Called? I don't know.
It's boring.
It's not boring.
It might be out of town.
It's so cool. It's like...
That's the thing. That's it. You sit down and... Chum, chum.
You just have to read a little bit about it so you get interested in who's winning.
Reading? Forget it. What's next? Reading.
Short hair.
Short hair. What is that about, Lily?
So it's about this girl that she cuts her hair and she's like traumatized.
Okay.
But she looks beautiful.
She does. Well, you do look beautiful, Liliana.
Thank you.
You looked better before. It was
What? What did you say? I like my
So the next
hair.
Lesson is dominoes.
Dominoes.
Okay, who knows how to play dominoes here?
I do.
Yeah, you know how to count and everything.
Of course.
How?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
The dominoes.
But slapping them down and saying, domino.
Domino.
Domino. So there's different ways of playing. Like there's the Cuban way and the Mexican way. It's actually very entertaining.
Yeah, it is.
And the last lesson that's coming out on Friday this week is the advanced lesson. And we're going to follow a couple of people who show up at an Obama inauguration party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people was asking for us to do a lesson about Obama, and finally here it is.
Obama. Did you listen to that ad that he spoke in Spanish?
I did.
He did.
Yeah,
he has a good accent. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, he memorized it. He doesn't speak Spanish, but he had a very good accent.
Yeah, he sounded better than his predecessor when he spoke Spanish.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Really? He didn't say, I want some taquitos, los burritos, aguacate, piñata.
You know, yeah, Bush, supposedly he spoke Spanish.
He doesn't. He does not.
Not a word. It's like...
All right, folks. See you next week.
Let us know if you think JP ate the sandwich.
I didn't.
We'll see that. We're going to show the video.
And please let us know what you think about Cuba, about this new change. What are your thoughts on that?
So that's it. See you later.
Later, potatoes.
Bye.
I did not steal any sandwiches.
Okay.
I am not a sandwich thief.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to check the webcam recordings.
Go ahead. You won't see me. I did not take that sandwich, Leo.
We'll see.
Maybe you did.